I mean, all this Galactus talk, I'm sure everybody's like, what does Galactus have to do with everything? Blah, 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 blah.
I mean, listen, this is for Gail Simone, our celebrity listener of the day. In case you guys didn't know, we're celebrating something very big today. It's not necessarily Independence Day because Gail Simone retweeted us. And it's like the highest honor, like one of the highest honors you can get. So thank you, Gail. I hope you took a listen to our pod because we know how much she loves Nightcrawler too. So in case you're wondering, okay, but Galactus and Exiles and Nocturne, is that a close enough connection? Yes, it is. Gail Simone loves Kurt.
You know, for those of you who have that question, I have a question for you. Whose podcast is this? End of story. Thank you. So, Lauren, just a quick question before we get into this. What was the first thing you ever read by Gail Simone?
Oh, that's a good question. Probably Birds of Prey.
Okay, fair.
Unless there's something like, you know, because sometimes you read something by somebody and you don't realize it's by that person until you get to know them. But one I can recall is probably Birds of Prey. I still haven't even read all of her Birds of Prey run, which is shame on me. It is on my list.
Shame on you. Shame on you.
Yeah, come beat my ass, people. It's fine.
Yeah. So for me, this is actually the first thing I ever read by Gail Simone, which is The Galactus
Squad. Yes.
This was posted on CBR on May 1st, 2003. It is 20 years now have passed since this blog was posted.
Wow.
I remember when this was posted. I remember when this came out. It was hilarious. It was like the funniest thing because it doesn't just skewer the idea of the character and all that stuff. It also skewers like a lot of the trends of blogging at the time, like in the early 2000s, for those of you who were not around at the time, because I'm so goddamn old at this point, but like blogging was a huge thing in the early 2000s because there
was
just like anything else. It was, you know, anything that anybody could make any kind of money at, people just went crazy for. So in the early 2000s, blogging was a big thing. People were making blogs and people were making money with blogs. So everybody was like, oh my God, let's make a blog. Let's do whatever we can. And yeah. it was just inane. I mean, I recommend everybody go back and look at their old live journal if you still have access to it, because I did recently, and I don't know if I'll ever share it with anybody else because, oh, like just some of the stuff in there. And I mentioned people in my live journal. I'm like, who am I talking about? I don't know who this person is. But anyway.
Well, and for those of you that don't, like, can't fathom the scale of blogging. It's like, okay, yeah, blog. Whatever. People do blogs. No, blogging back then was, like, the equivalent. Like, it was before everybody had a YouTube. It was before now where everybody tries to get on TikTok and do a dance or do something to get viral. Like, that's what blogging was. That was the scale of it.
Yes, yes. And, I mean, it was even before reality TV. It was, like, the first kind of real glimpses we could get into, like, people's lives in a way. I mean, not really before reality TV, but before reality TV as we know it today. So I've decided that since Lauren's never read it, I'm going to read it to her. And I hope that Gail doesn't mind, and I hope she's okay with this. And if not, we'll take it down, I guess. But whatever. I mean, like, this is meant to be a love, an act of love. Because I do love this so much. It's one of those things I go back and I reread here and there because I think it is so funny. And it's so, and it does capture a lot of things that early internet had going for it that are no longer part of the zeitgeist. But like just the reminder of it is like, oh my God. Like to be back in the early 2000s internet where it was really just the Wild West. I mean, lots of bad stuff, but lots of good. So
yeah, to be fair, just so y'all know, I've read like one little paragraph of the Galactus blog because I started trying to research it because I was like, I don't know if I'm supposed to read this or not. And you know, I could just ask Lisa, but I was like, I gotta do due diligence. But I only got through like a paragraph. And then Lisa was like, did you read it? And I was like, well, I tried. And she's like, good, because I'm going to read it to you. So it's a win-win, everyone. So
exactly.
I can't wait to be mind blown by Galactus's blog. I'm ready.
There we go. She's putting her glasses on. Like, let's get serious. Let's get down to
business. I'm going to wear them like the reading glasses, even though they're not, and like look like I'm like a little bit more mature.
You know what that is right there? That is Destiny Core. That's what that is.
That I was about to ask, what's Destiny Core? I was like, haha, I see what you did there.
There it is, exactly. So let's get down to business to read about Galactus. All right, so let's do this. You'll All Be Sorry by Gail Simone, posted Thursday, May 1st, 2003, as I've said. Meta chronological marker 1, 8:42 a.m. Unimaginable distances. Hunger.
Wow, Lisa, it's like you could be a podcaster or something.
Oh my God, I know. Thank you. 8:53 a.m. Travels end soon. Consumption soon. 11:28 a.m. Ever have this happen? Mood today, blue. Interesting day today. Was already somewhat, how do I put this, less than optimal in my cosmic state, I suppose, and was about to commit myself to some serious dining therapy. You know what I'm talking about, right, ladies? Ha ha. By devouring this insignificant little peckerwood planet. Nobody would miss it, right? Do not give me those looks. I am starting an exercise program within the next solar revolution. Anyway, suddenly, out of planetary orbit comes my employee and galactic herald, Norrin Rad, and he is all up in my business.
Ugh.
I know. He is like, master, for the first time, I realize the dreadful enormity of what you plan to do. You must not tamper with other worlds. You cannot destroy the entire human race. And it is like he is saying, these are not ants, master. They think, they feel, they have created a primitive civilization which we all see about us. But what I am hearing is, Galactus, you are fat and no one will ever really love you.
People, I mean, that's just so inconsiderate.
I know. I actually really love that quote. I used to have that quote as one of my like AIM screensavers when I'd be away. Like, that is one of my favorite moments in this entire thing, is that it's like, but what I'm hearing is, Galactus, you are fat and no one will ever really love you. People can be real jerks sometimes. Do you not agree? He has some sort of affection for an Earth woman, apparently. You'd never catch Galactus doing that. Anyway, it turns out that my hat gets good TV reception. Have spent most of the past few minutes absorbing every incident in this planet's history. Lots of interesting stuff, but mostly been interesting to Dr. Phil. And listening to the music is the soundtrack from Chicago. Metachronological marker 2, 1:27 p.m. Ren and Stimpy. That goddamn cat is hilarious. Music. Promise of a New Day by Paula Abdul. 2:53 p.m. Dr. Phil. This is going to sound fruity, but I really respect Dr. Phil. It is like he sees inside of me. And humans lack ocular X-ray capacity. I'm going to take a second right here. Just pause this. This is before all that shit came out about Dr. Phil and back when we actually kind of still respected him. So, but he was always still kind of a jerk. It turns out that when I devour a world, it is not merely cosmic sustenance I am looking for, but acceptance. And yes, love. The emptier I feel inside, the more billions of sentient life forms I binge on, and that is obviously a self-destructive cycle. So, that is it. For real this time, Dr. Phil, you've inspired me. A new force of nature from this point on. Music, baby, I'ma want you by Bread. Maybe I'ma want you. Maybe I'ma need you. 4:12 p.m. Shit, shit, shit. I ate the moon. I hate myself. I love that.
It happens. I mean, even Galactus has digestive issues. Even he has limits to what he should eat.
Exactly. 4:13 p.m. Full of shame. Mood, puffy. I purged the moon. Do not lecture me. I know it was wrong. I know. I know. You think I don't know? Go to hell. No one is forcing you to read my blog. If you were really my friends, you would not judge me. No. I do not mean you, Uatu. You have been great. I'm going to make myself a present. I'm going to make a present to myself, like Dr. Phil says. I'm giving myself the night off. I am just going to sit here and veg. It is not like the world will end if I take the day off from eating worlds. Wait, you know what I meant. Shut up. I'm very vulnerable right now. Music, Little Pink Houses by John Cougar Mellencamp.
Yes, I am convinced that Galactus is Regina George now. Your vocal performance is convincing me of this, and I thank you.
Thank you. Well, it's going to get better. Meta Chronological Marker 3, 6:29 a.m. Friends, you got to have friends. So for context, we're going to be in a chat room right now, and I will be doing three characters. We're not in the chat room yet. This is Uatu and Galactus going back and forth. So Uatu is Watcher 2421, and Galactus is G-Lacked Groovy Guy. Those are their AIM handles. Who remembers AIM?
Oh my god, that was right. Like, I was old enough to know of AIM, but I was young enough that nobody that I knew used it. So it was like right before my time.
I had to take a moment because like my whole youth was AIM. So hearing you being like, I was old enough, but young enough. And I'm like, oh my God, girl, I'm so old. Mm-hmm. Anyway, onto this moment. Watcher 2421 says, "What's up?" G-Lack Groovy Guy says, "Ha ha ha." Watcher 2421 says, "What's up?" G-Lack Groovy Guy. LOL, I am LOL. Watcher 2421, it is as shown in that commercial. G-Lacked Ruby Guy, dude, I know, I am R-O-F-L. Watcher, I am imitating the humans in that commercial. G-Lacked Groovy Guy, yes, yes. Smiley face, smiley face, smiley face. Oh, I'm going to go to the next page. This website it's on is very bizarre. It's like this, I don't know. Watcher, what's up? G-Lacked Groovy Guy, ha, you will be here all week. Watcher, question mark? G-Lacked Groovy Guy, do not forget to tip the waitresses. Uatu is here all week. Watcher 2421, I do not understand. G-Lacked Groovy Guy, when people who are not humorous say a non-humorous utterance with the cadence of a humorous observance, they often say, thank you, I will be here all week. Watcher 2421, I still don't. G-Lacked Groovy Guy, then they say, do not forget to tip the waitresses. Watcher, I have not heard this series of expressions. G-Lacked Groovy Guy, try the veal. Watcher, do they then consume the veal? G-Lacked Groovy Guy, I do not know. Surely have you observed this commentary previously? Watcher, I observe all, yet I am forbidden to interfere. G-Lacked Groovy Guy, dot, dot, dot. Watcher, dot, dot, dot. G-Lacked Groovy Guy, hey! Watcher, oh no, where to go? What the heck just happened? Oh, I just want to say, hey, yes. G-Lacked Groovy Guy, hey. Watcher, yes. G-Lacked Groovy Guy, what's up? Watcher.
Jesus Christ.
R-L-F-P-M-R, rolling on floor, pissing my robe. G-Lacked Groovy Guy, F-T-O-B-W-M-P, flooding the Orion belt with my piss. That was wonderful.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. This is a little weirder reading out loud than I thought it would be, but we're almost there, so it's fine. Meta Chronological Marker 4, 3:24 p.m. Cheering up. Mood, sunny. Ha ha ha! I am mirthful! It appears various cults have sprung upon the earth who worships the cloud of particles and dust that has sprung up in the wake of the moon's destruction. I do not have the heart to tell them it's my vomit. L-O-L! Perhaps they should have waited a day or two. Then they would have had something completely different to worship. It would almost be worth it just to see the shape of the temples. LOL. Smiley face, smiley face, smiley face. Here is a picture Uatu sent. He is a true friend. It's literally just a smiley face. Uatu sent him a smiley face. But Uatu is a true friend. Okay, this is what I was talking about, the chat room. So there's three different characters in this one. There's, I'm going to give them all voices to make it a little bit easier rather than just reading out the names. So there's G-Lacked Groovy Guy, which is going to be this voice. And then there's Soccer Mom, who's going to be this voice. And then K-Stud, who's going to be this voice. I don't know, whatever. I'll figure it out. We'll make it work. So I'll make it happen. 10:04 p.m. I tried a chat room. Is this the right place to discuss Dr. Phil? Soccer Mom. Welcome, G-Lag. Oh, I can't do this. Do you like Groovy Guy? I really like Dr. Phil. He is wise. K-Stud. A-S-L. Does anyone remember ASL? Who remembers ASL? And it's not American Sign Language. See, do you know what that stands for?
Thinking. Not off the top of my head.
Okay, so ASL was a really common way to greet people in the early AOL chat room days. And what you were asking was A, age, S, sex, L.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember this. Yes.
Age, sex. What the hell was L again? Oh, location. Age, sex, location. That was it. So, yeah.
I remember that. God, old, like, man, that's just, it was so weird how that became so common back then. Like, the second you jump into chat room, you just say, like, you just ask for that. And it was common. Like, it was accepted. Nowadays, if people ask me that shit, I'm like, I'm not speaking to you anymore. Like, you talk to me out of nowhere. That's all you say. I'm out.
Yeah, exactly. It's like it's the metrics of a creep today. But back then, it was, like, really common. I mean, I definitely did it, ironically, many times. It was just, like, because I never actually tried to do any dating.
Well, I mean, to be fair, the concept of, like, doing due diligence. So, like, you know, especially if you're an adult and you want to make sure you're not talking to a kid, you know, hoping the person's being honest, then it's like, cool, you're a kid. I'm a dip because this is weird. You go find another kid to talk to.
That's it. Exactly. Okay. So case stud, ASL, Galactus, as old as time, / male, but transcending gender, / hovering over your planet. Soccer mom, did you see today's episode, G-Lag? Galactus, I TiVo'd it. K-Stud, I have a TiVo for you, G-Lag. Galactus, I already have several TiVos, K-Stud. K-Stud, it's in my pants. Soccer mom, gross, K-Stud. Galactus, nevertheless, as I have stated, I am already in possession of several TiVos. K-Stud, my pants, man. It's real big TiVo. Galactus, I fail to see how size makes a difference. You guys are gross. Goodbye. Oh, that was Soccer Mom. Galactus, what? What did I say? K-Stud, yeah, lady, I got something gross in my pants.
Who the fuck is this K-Stud? They need to be out of my life.
This is actually a pretty accurate, like, early 2000s interaction in a chat room.
Oh, no, I believe it. I just, yeah. Who is K-Stud? Are they supposed to be a specific character or just some random?
No, it's just some random guy. These are just two random people he's running into in this chat room. Galactus, your garments seem to contain an admirable capacity for storage, K-Stud. K-Stud, I have something admirable in my pants.
Jesus Christ.
This culture is odd. The discussion was relatively free of Dr. Phil-related topics. Music, Neil Sedaka, My Very Best to You. Meta chronological marker 5, 2:32 p.m. I am in a shame spiral. Had cyber sex with K-Stud. Even worse, it was going along fine, and then he couldn't type properly, and then he logged off without even saying goodbye. Attention, all people. Attention, all peoples of Earth. K-Stud is a user and a phony. Do not believe K-Stud. Do not care anymore. I'm going to eat all the Earth land masses except for North America, where Dr. Phil resides. Mood, used, peckish. Meta chronological marker 6. 7:25 a.m. Da-do-ron-ron. Revealed myself to the Earth people today. There were many tears among the calamities by my having devoured the moon and several continents. It is as Dr. Phil has stated. Must admit that my actions have. Oh, where is look for it. Like, you have to understand that the way I'm trying to read this is so clunky because it doesn't, like, exist online anymore.
You have to, like, hunt to find this thing.
Yeah, it's very hard to find. Have consequences. Surprising resistance to my generous offer to allow the remains of Earth's population to continue their existence in exchange for a continuous new live episodes of Dr. Phil. Not deterred by brutal mass suicides, however, paying attention to a tantrum only encourages more tantrums. Begin to see Norrin Rad's fascination for this speck of cosmic dust called Earth. It is awe-inspiring that one homeworld could produce both the all-knowing, divinely inspirational Dr. Phil and the two jerks I'm done boy slut K-Stud. Oh, had heated debate with Uatu, who was in the position that blogs are dull, tedious recordings of thoughts and experiences, too minute and trivial to stand up to even the most patient of face-to-face listeners. He says that the self-deluded type, their breakfast smoothie recipes, the top 10 soap opera hotties, and the tragic, fruitless hope that someone in the vastness of cyberspace not only listens, but cares. And that he personally wants to tell the world that committing to your journal a wry observation about the sunset being really pretty is not the same as being a poet. He says that if he had wanted to know every excruciating detail of every dreary and pointless life, he would have asked, then shot himself in the head with the ultimate nullifier. Uatu can be a real dick sometimes. And that's the end.
You know, I think I agree. That was a perfect way to showcase blogging and chat rooms in the early 2000s. It was completely on point.
Yes. And it like really shows, you know, Gail Simone.
Your mic.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
You're good.
Sorry about that. It really shows Gail Simone's, like her humor early on and like the way she's able to work these characters and like what she's able to do with them. You know, I just love that.
Yeah. I mean, my favorite thing about Gail Simone's writing, it's hard to put into words what I mean, but the general way to say it is she knows how to write characters. I try to be more specific in that when she writes characters, they don't feel like they're being used just to tell a story or something. She makes the characters the story, which is what I prefer. The characters are the story she's telling. And they feel so realistic. You know, she can write all kinds of people, right? She can write people that you love and that you're like, wow, these characters I can relate to. She can also write people you hate, you know, characters like whoever that K, whatever the hell that guy was in this, you know, that's obviously one of those either underage kids that shouldn't be on the chat room or overgrown adults that never grew up and is just a dick dude, I'm assuming. But she can write that. And again, even if I hate that character, I don't harp on the, you know, that can't be a bad character because it's realistic. Those shitbags existed then. And unfortunately, they still exist now too. So, but yeah, she makes the characters the story, which, there are other writers out there that are great with characters as well. And they still, I wouldn't say they make the characters the story like Gail does. It's very hard to beat or to even come close. Not that you ever want to be a writer, you know, but not this competition, but it's very hard to get close to how naturally Gail writes characters in general.
I totally agree. I think she's great. I mean, one thing like, a lot of, you know, Deadpool is such a huge character. It's such a big character now, and people love Deadpool. And it's like, she was one of the, like, most important writers on Deadpool. So, mm-hmm. You love Deadpool. You probably love it in part a lot to Gail Simone.
Yeah. I mean, in general, like, listen, Gail, if we can get you on a Kurt book after You Know Who finally gets done writing him, please, like, ignore me shading another writer, because I don't want to cause any. I know writers don't like to talk shit about each other, and I completely respect that. But please come write Kurt. I swear to God, please. Like, imagine her writing Kurt. Like, I would fall off the face of the earth happily.
Totally agree. Totally, I couldn't agree more. I would love it. Oh my God, a Kurt book. Imagine like. A Wagner family or a Darkholm Adler
Shut
Wagner family group.
Up. Like, see, you're so right. Because this, like you said, she wrote this in such a way, and like, you know, she could definitely do it. Imagine her writing like Mystique's inner bitch dialogue of like planning what she's gonna do and how someone fucked her over. And then like Kurt busts in, like, what the heck are you doing? And the Rogue's like, not again, Mom. And then Destiny's like, hon, I told you we can't do it that way. This is the way you do it that makes it work. All right, come on now. You still don't listen. Like, just the drama. Like, Gail would write that so naturally and so well. Yes, I'm here. I'm going to start manifesting it. Gail on a Darkholm Wagner family book. Thank you.
Love it. Love it. Down for it. Well, thank you again, everybody, for joining us for a fabulous another episode of Simply Amazing. And we even managed to talk about Kurt in it. So there you go.
Let's go. See, dreams do come true.
They do. That is true. Well, if you want to find us online, you can come find us at simplyamazingpod.com. We are on Twitter for now. We're on Facebook, Instagram, kind of. I mean, we're on a lot of different things. All of our socials are there. We will be on Blue Sky as soon as we get codes. So help us out. And we'll be there ASAP.
Send a code.
Send a code, please, please. And then, Lauren, where can they find you?
That's a great question, because Twitter has imploded, but it's still there. I mean, and it looks like you can do things more normally because they realize how much they screwed up. So it's still there as, like, you know, kind of like a dying site. But I'm still on Twitter at FriendlyMBHDBI. I'm also on Instagram at the same handle. The other channel I do as well with the indie comics, you know, obviously Lisa is in the neighborhood for that. We talk all things Nightcrawler there. We still need him in the neighborhood. So if you don't want to be on the Twitter at MBHD Comic Show, that's okay. We're on Instagram now too at MBHD.comic.show. They made me put dots because IG is also dumb, but it's fine. And yeah, let us know where you want us to be. I mean, with everybody getting upset with Twitter, and rightfully so, where do you want to see us? Where are you guys at? Let us know where you are, you know, yes, on the interwebs. We don't plan on stalking you.
No. And I'll be straight. I will be on Twitter until its dying breath. I'm going to be like the baker on the Titanic who's just like hanging on.
Yeah.
Like, and not because I like it or am enjoying it, just for the schadenfreude of it and to watch it devolve. I'm here for the ride.
I mean, true. And listen, like, I put up a poll for the YouTube channel I do and asked, like, hey, how'd you hear about us? And over 80% of people said Twitter. So, you know, that's also something that isn't being talked about, I think, as publicly, like on main feed. But I think a lot of creators and podcasters, you know, are talking about this in closed doors in terms of Twitter was such great outreach, especially for the comic community specifically. And now that we're losing it, it is really scary. How do people find out about this podcast? How do people find out about this or that? How can we connect with people? It is kind of scary, but we're going to make it work because the Simply Amazing Way is we're making it happen, Banff Nation.
Amen, girl. I love it. That is the perfect way to end this episode. So thank you all again for joining us. Come find us, rate, review us, tell us you love us, tell us you hate us, tell us anything you want. Tell us, listen, if you don't like us, come and look at my Twitter and look at pictures of Daisy May and you will absolutely fall in love. So there is at least one reason to love us, and that's Daisy May, and she's sleeping right now next to me. And if you're out there and you have eaten and purged the moon, don't get down on yourself because you are simply amazing.